Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. You know, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? One minute you're celebrating a win, the next you're stressing about something that might not even happen. Ever get that feeling like you're always chasing after something? Happiness, success, the perfect Instagram post? Well, today, we're diving deep into how to actually live in the present moment and why it's the secret sauce to a more fulfilling life. So, what does it truly mean to be present? It's not about zoning out or pretending things aren't happening. It's about actively engaging with your experiences, both the good and the bad, without letting your mind wander off to the past or future. Think of it like this. Imagine you're savoring a delicious meal. You notice the aroma, the texture, the flavors exploding in your mouth. You're completely absorbed in that moment, enjoying every bite. That's presence. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Our brains are wired for worry and anticipation. But trust me, there are powerful tools to help us cultivate this present moment awareness. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you actually feel the difference. 1. Become a mindful observer. Think of your mind like a mischievous monkey, always jumping from thought to thought. The goal isn't to silence it, but to become aware of its chatter. Gently acknowledge those thoughts without getting carried away. Like, oh, there's that worry about the presentation again, and then redirect your focus back to your breath or your surroundings. 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one changes everything. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective and helps you savor the present moment. 3. Engage your senses. Our senses are powerful portals to the present. Take time to truly notice the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures around you. Feel the breeze on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, or smell that freshly baked bread wafting from the bakery down the street. It's like hitting the refresh button on your awareness. 4. Let go of shoulds. We often get bogged down by expectations. I should be more productive, I should be happier, etc. Remember, life isn't about living up to some imaginary ideal. Embrace where you are right now and focus on what brings you joy. 5. Embrace imperfection. Life is messy, unpredictable, and sometimes downright frustrating. That's okay. Trying to control everything is a recipe for stress. Learn to accept the ups and downs with grace and remember that even in challenging moments, there's beauty to be found. Picture this. You're walking down the street, lost in your thoughts about your upcoming work deadline. Suddenly, you stop, noticing the vibrant colors of a flower blooming on a nearby stoop. The sun is warm on your face, and a gentle breeze rustles through the leaves of the trees. In that moment, your worries fade away, replaced by a sense of calm and appreciation for the simple beauty around you. That's the power of living in the present moment. So, what can you do today to bring more presence into your life? Start small. Take a few deep breaths, savor your next meal, or simply listen to the sounds of nature. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate those moments of awareness, and keep practicing. By cultivating this present moment awareness, you're not just calming your mind. You're opening yourself up to a richer, more fulfilling life. So go out there and experience the world with all your senses, truly be present, and let me know what you discover. We'll continue exploring these stoic principles together, one day at a time. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could use a little detachment in their life. Until next time, stay unbothered.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.